Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Heather.
What would the difference be to the Earth if the collision which resulted in the formation of the Moon had not happened? Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. Your question refers to the giant impact hypothesis, our best guess as to how our Moon formed. It's the idea that the Earth collided with another planet, which set both bodies on the path to their present trajectories. And we've been able to track down just the man who can help with your question. Dana McKenzie is the author of The Big Splat, or How Our Moon Came to Be. I asked him what Earth would have been like before the giant impact.
To be honest, James, we don't know much about the Earth before the impact, because whatever was there before was totally scrambled. A lot of the impactor plunged into Earth. Some of it was blown off into space, and also a lot of Earth's mantle was churned up and thrown out. All this material made a disk, sort of like the disk around Saturn, but much denser, much less stable. And so that disk rapidly coalesced and formed our Moon. And this was about 4.5 billion years ago. What are some effects of the giant impact? So first of all, the length of our day, 24 hours, is governed by the Earth's rotation. That rotation rate was set by this giant impact. In fact, that impact was oblique and set the Earth spinning at about once every 8 hours. So we had 8-hour-long days. Gradually, over the billions of years since then, our days have slowed down to our present 24 hours. But it's fair to say that we would have slower days even than that if we had never had the giant impact. Another big effect of the impact is tides, because we have a moon. Our moon is larger relative to our planet than any other body in the solar system except for Pluto. So the moon has an outsized effect on our planet. It creates tides. A lot of people think that tide pools are where life evolved, the first life. And so possibly the moon has given us life. In any case, it certainly gave us tides. Another interesting thing that results from the impact is the Earth's tilt. So our planet is tilted by about 23 degrees, and that's what gives us our seasons. We might have had life without the moon, but life would certainly have been different if we hadn't had seasons. Another important aspect of having a moon, having the giant impact, is that the moon actually stabilizes Earth's rotation. So over the millions of years, the axes tend to move around a little bit. And this moving around has been much more pronounced in Mars, for example. And so they've had much more dramatic climate swings. You know, our poles move a little bit, but not a lot. And that has perhaps contributed to the stability of Earth's climate.
Absolutely fascinating how many different strands of science this question teases out when you start exploring it. From astronomy to geology to biology. What a great question. Thank you so much, Heather. And thanks also to Dana McKenzie, author of The Big Splat, or How Our Moon Came to Be. And there is more discussion on this subject over on the forum, which you can get involved in at nakedscientists.com/forum. Next time, we'll be answering this question.
This is Susie Jones. I teach astrophotography, and when I'm explaining how to photograph the night sky, I'm often talking about the exposure triangle being aperture, ISO, and shutter speed. With the shutter speed, we can slow that right down so that we are collecting information and recording it into a single image for 10 or 15 or 30 seconds or even longer with deep sky astrophotography. I would love to know what the equivalent of our human eye is. What is the shutter speed of our eye? Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Please also send us questions you'd like us to answer here on the show. The address is chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until next time, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Herzlich willkommen zum Curvy Bestie Club Podcast. Wir sind Tanja, Jules und Verena und hier dreht sich alles um Empowerment, Selbstakzeptanz und Selbstbewusstsein.
Egal welche Kleidergröße du trägst, wir feiern dich genauso wie du bist. Bei uns geht es darum, deine wahre Stärke zu finden und dich verstanden zu fühlen.
Zusammen stehen wir für Vielfalt und unterstützen uns gegenseitig. Sei dabei und lass uns gemeinsam eine gute Zeit haben im Curvy Bestie Club.